Kia ora tifano. Hope everybody is good. Hope everybody's having a great day today. We'll wait for that drop. Hold up. Yo. On this episode of the podcast of the Provise Project, we have Margin. Margin is the kingpin of Porirua, let's be honest. All right, this guy, hey, if you're in Porirua and you don't know who Margin is, you're about to learn real quick. With Margin, we're just going to talk, we just shoot the breeze pretty much. There's no real form to this. We talk about gaming, we talk about his rise and what he loves to stream at the moment. We also talk about him helping the youth of Porirua and providing places for them to express themselves as well, and some of the projects that he's getting up to. I love talking to this guy. He's one of my favorite people, eh? Like, and so I hope after this he becomes one of yours. Thank you so much to everybody listening, and we'll see you later, eh?
Kia ora, brother.
Kia ora, my bro. How are you?
I'm good, bro. How are you? How are you, bro? How's things?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Busy time, but I'm good. I'm real good.
Back to mahi.
Back to mahi, bro. Back to mahi.
Cheer. Hey, thanks for coming on my podcast, bro.
Oh, bro, thank you for having me, man. I didn't think I'd make it. I thought I'm still banned from this channel.
Bro, what channel are you not banned from? That's the question.
Hey, man, when you speak your mind like I do, brother, hey, man, if people don't like us, nothing I can do about it, man.
Bro, it's not, no. Let's not go the high route on this one, bro. Okay.
I am the brother of truth, my brother. If you don't get the A, what do you want me to do?
Bro, I remember one morning, hey, I was like, man, I got to text you something about something on Twitter. And then I was like looking everywhere, bro. Where the heck is Margin? And then I go to the brother ninja, and I was like, bro, what has he, like, quit on Twitter or something? He goes, no, he got banned. I was like, fuck. I was not surprised.
Oh, you know.
So, bro, so the people that don't know you, even though a lot of people do know you, bro, all right, who are you, bruv?
Probably should start off things right by introducing myself in my own native tongue. Kia ora, ngā iwi o Wakanda Nation, ko Margin Live, taku ingoa, e uri au te rohe o Kaitaia, muri whenua, engari ka noho ki te rohe o Porirua. Ko Ngāti Kuri te iwi, ko Maungapiku te maunga, ko pāringa ringa te moana, kia ora tatu kato. My name is Margin Live. I'm a content creator on Twitch, Instagram, and many other social platforms.
And bro, let's call it how it is, bro. You started the whole, like, when I talk to Mass, just says you're the guy that started him off. Then I talk to Squirt. Squirt's like, bro, I only got started because I saw Squirt and because I saw Margin. I was like, hey, who's this Margin kid? And then when I met you, I was like, oh, I see why. But when did you start streaming, bro?
Oh, man, it all started. So I started streaming because I used to run a Facebook page called Call of Duty NZ. And the whole premise around that wasn't actually me being the streamer. It was more of I used to run Call of Duty comps for a Facebook page and used to do the running admin, the draw, the brackets, and then the streaming and the content and the shoutcasting of the games, and that's where kind of my Twitch started, and then from there just kind of snowboarded into actually creating content on Twitch, and yeah, man, just blew up from there.
Yeah, and so Call of Duty was your go-to, bro?
Yeah. I mean, I'm well known for being semi-decent at Call of Duty. Any other game I'm bloody terrible at, but Call of Duty, I do work, bro.
When did this all change from doing work to getting banned? No. when did all that change, brother? Because
the question was going to come out, but okay.
So Call of Duty NZ, like, was that just a Facebook group that you jumped
just
on?
The Facebook group. I think there were like 4,000 members at the time. And I'll just create the bracket, creating, you know, custom games, a clan versus clan type thing. Just create promo, do all the graphics, do all the streaming work. And once I got tired of that, I kind of vouched into the old content creation part on on Twitch and kind of fell in love with it. And yeah, man, just
How did gaming start for you, bro? What was the first gaming memory you had?
Oh, bro, I don't know. Alex the Kid, Sega Master System.
It's just Alex Kid, bro. It's not Alex. Okay.
Alex Kid? Sorry, my apologies. Alex Kid. I was very young at the time. Growing up, we were poor as hell, so I don't know how my dad pulled it out. Man, I think he did a couple of drug deals or something like that, but we got one pretty early, and it was my older brother that had it. So
Alex was my first it wasn't my first gaming memory, but it was my first like, yo, this is my game and I'm gonna clock this.
I feel you. Like, I didn't actually get a turn. I was just in the back seat, you know, just having munchies and just watching my bro just playing the game. Is it my turn yet? No. Oh, okay.
Oops.
But yeah,
you're that kid, eh?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I was young as my bro was about double my age, so I can't really do
shit. Did you ever finish it?
I can't even remember, bro. I can't remember either, far back. I just remember the old stage where it's got the symbols on the ground and you have to jump on them, you know, in some kind of sequence in order for the door to open, and if you don't, ghosts come out.
Yeah, that was like the last. That was like towards the last stage.
Yeah, bro.
I remember one time, and I've told this story before. My mate's brother got to the last stage, the first time ever, and bro, he paused it, man, and there was like straight up like 15, 16 kids in his house just watching him play this game. And like, and he completed it because nobody else saw it. Like, nobody saw the end of it. And we're like, oh shit! And yeah, my mate, who was his little brother, ran like sprinting, bro. Derek's got the last stage. And I was like, oh, I was on the tram. Like, oh shit! So bro, come and see Derek G. I always remember
times, brother.
Fuck,
that game brought many a community together, bro, especially in the small communities and whatnot.
Just how about this, bro? I'm gonna pitch this to you, bro. Okay. How about we run like one night? We have to play Alice the Kid. First one to finish it, bro.
I'll probably get banned from it, bro. It's not a good idea.
Shit. Yeah, I didn't think of
that.
Come
on, man.
Oh, but at least you can't play multiplayer against little kids against there's no multiplayer against 7 year olds on that game, bro. You'll be fine. Bro, what else games you play? You get a Mega Drive?
Nah, we were too broke for that, man. I think we went straight from that to like, I didn't even get a PS1, man. We kind of went to my sister's house when she moved out, and her boyfriend had a PS1. So we were playing bloody Tekken, the first Tekken. That was sick.
Tekken was bad as fuck, eh? Like, bro. Like, the only fighting game I can remember was Street Fighter. But then once Tekken, and Mortal Kombat. But once Tekken came out, I was like, shit.
Yeah. See, I was too strict to even play Spacey games, man. My dad would beat my ass if we went to the Spacey parlor, so I didn't even touch those.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Fuck, bro. And look at you now, bro. Hey?
Look at me now, man.
Look at you now.
Getting banned in every game, left, right, and center.
Bro, your dad was banning you from games, and now everybody else is banning you from games, bro.
Hey, man, it comes full circle, my bro.
It's the circle of ban, mate. Jesus Christ. Sure. Oh fuck, bro, when I put that graphic together for the promo, I was like, I'm not gonna say anything, I'm just gonna do it and then just see what happens.
And I was low-key happy. I was like, yeah, my name's up there, and then I saw the description banned from everybody. Like, come on, man, you could have seen stream extraordinaire or something. Oh, banned from every platform.
Oh bro, but I gotta keep it real, man. That's how I see you know.
For sure.
That's what brings the people in, bro. You know, we gotta play for tickets, brother. Okay.
I just hope you don't lose views from this, man.
Bro, actually, I'm worried too. Actually, I never thought of that. Shit, we might finish that interview.
it's been nice. Hey, man, have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, brother. So PS, what was your first like console that you had, that you bought, that was all yours?
First one that I bought? Oh.
Did you go straight to PC?
But honestly, I didn't really. I actually think it was. I think it was the PC, man. Yeah, I didn't really buy consoles growing up. I was into shoes and cell phones and whatnot.
Bro, speaking of that, bro, because you're a bit of a baller, eh?
A little bit, I was, yeah.
Bro, I reckon, bro, next, when all this goes down, bro, me and you, one ounce at the court.
I'm king, brother.
Party door, bro.
I'm king.
First to five.
I'm king. Like, I used to play ball like 40 kgs ago, but I'm keen, brother.
Bro, you're talking to the fucking same with me, bro. Same with me. We need to do the old
back fixed.
The old fat bugger challenge, mate. Me and you. Nah,
I'm keen, bro.
Bro, were you into the and one G?
100%, bro.
Bro, who was your go to, bruv?
Go to?
Nah, I was three, a bit different. Three. You 3-on-3, bro. You pick one, I'll pick another, bro. And we'll go like
NBA or street ballers.
Nah, just street ballers. Just and one street ballers.
Black Widow. I had to get
Is that
Black
your
Widow
first one? My first one, bro. That's your first pick?
Yeah.
My one's Skip, bro. Skip's on a lose, Skip. My guy, bro.
Yeah. Headache. I used to love the way Headache just had a ball on the string, just through the legs, around the back, just slapping people in the face as he's dribbling.
Bro, I like that style. Helicopter, G. That's my one.
Helicopter. Air up there. First time I seen that double 360, yo. Oh, my gosh, Church. What
my,
the hell?
I've my never last seen pick, like bro, that. My last pick is AO.
AO? I like AO. I like him. Is he I very much like him.
AO.
Oh, big fan of A1 and 1, bro.
Bro, I met them, AG.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. When they came to New Zealand, I used to look after my nephew, bro. So my nephew played like that's how I kind of cracked into like coaching basketball. So my nephew, bro, was getting into, he was like 10 and like breaking into cars and shit. So, and it's, my auntie couldn't handle him. So he come to live with us and I was like 18, bro. And I was like, bro, every time you fuck up, bro, you're going outside and you're running laps, G. And making like thousands of laps, bro, and all that, right? Yeah. Bro, I did this for like 2 years and until he was like 12. Then he cracked the New Zealand side. Like, I was like, what the fuck? The only time, and then I was like, okay, I better get serious into this. And then we did like jump training, everything like that. And then, bro.
Has he run to thank you to this day?
Has he thanked me?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. Bro, he went all around the world. Bro, he played against
this,
no shit, bro. He played against, so he was a New Zealand team that went over and played in the States. He played against Kevin Durant and Greg Oden, bro, in the same team, the USA team.
Wow.
Bro, and yeah, bro, it was, and like, what's his name? Mike Connolly. Bro, I've got like DVDs of this cat, bro, and he's straight up from Rewa. And then he came back, and once he hit like 16, 17, cool. He just got into the old being a dickhead once. But yeah. But anyway, the point was is when they came to New Zealand, they ran like an open run and he got in and he was only like 13. He was the youngest dude.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wow. And he had a big afro. And yeah, bro. So and then after the after party, because he couldn't go, because he used to, it was like there was drinks there, but he couldn't go unless he had an adult with him. Yeah, and I went with him, bro. And I was like, damn, bro. All of the dudes, Spider, all those cats, bro. It was the shit. So. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. So like, so anyway, bro, moving back, did you play the N1 game, bro?
Yeah, I bought that. Yeah,
bro, that was legit low key. Not too bad.
Not bad. Yeah. Not too bad. I was a big fan of that NBA Street though.
So. Bro, who wasn't you? That game was hard, lit.
Yeah, it was a hard comparison name, man.
I don't think they'll ever do that again, eh? Like they tried.
It's hard, bro. It's hard. Oh,
bro. Yeah. I think there was nothing out like that at the time. All those street games, bro. The NFL Street. FIFA Street.
NFL Street. Used to love that. Just doing all those tricks.
Jumping off the walls. Stuff like that.
Hard, bro. Hard, hard. Those games are gangster.
John Lobby Rugby, bro. You get down for that?
Funny enough, bro, segue to that, is I actually ran a comp in Wellington for that. That was pretty dope. I play it, but I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm the god at it. I'm going to be honest. But, I think if you're a brown boy from any kind of hood, if you haven't played Lomu, you know, I don't know what you're doing with your life. You know, that was a staple. One of the staples.
Do you ever play it on a multi-tap, bro? Four people?
Nah.
It was low-key lit, bro.
Yeah? I remember that. The little owl thing where you put four controls in it and whatnot.
Yeah, bro. We had one. We hired one from...
Did you come from a privileged background, Tim?
Me? No, bro.
Come on, bro. We never used to have these.
Hold up. You didn't let me fucking finish, bro. We hired it. We didn't have one. We hired it, bro. Because mum, and this is true, bro. I didn't have Jonah, but my friend's house, and I've said this on a podcast before, my friend's house got robbed, bro, and he borrowed my PlayStation. And I only got the PlayStation because our house got robbed. And my mum put it that we had a PlayStation, not the fucking insurance, bro.
Oh, let's go. Yeah. Hey, mum's smart, yo.
See? But
mama provides, let's go.
I know. She didn't get a game, though. And then when my mate thing, he said, I had two games that were with him. And they were like demo discs.
Your mum's a low-key gangster. I don't know.
My mum's what the hell? Bro, fucking yo. Yeah, yeah. So that's what happened. And then, yeah. So that's how I got a PlayStation. And then, that's how. And then we had to hire the multi-tap thing. But it was...
Is that from like Super Video or something like that?
Yeah, bro. You know, Alan's video. Did you take it back? Hey, yeah.
Did you take it back?
Oh, bro, we're not that gangster, bro. We're fucking... My mum would give me a hiding, bro. I would... I don't want to go into my notorious past with the old video shops, bro. Because
what we used to do is we go on and sign up to, and then you know, take things that you want, and then just don't ever go back ever in life, and get your bro to make a new account. And what's your name? Oh, Jimmy Jackson
Jr. Was it? No, that's we used to do some pretty sly, shady shit. Well, one of the tricks I used to do, bro, with the old Mega Drive, with the cartridges. I used to get the most shittiest game. Like I would I had maybe two games, right? I would go and hire a game out that like it was semi popular, right? And then
Nico the Dolphin.
Yeah, you know, like only sometimes someone would buy it, but it was a good game. Like so, I'd get it and then I would unscrew it, bro, and take the actual cartridge out of the.
And there's you're a dirty man.
I was like 7 or 8, dude. This shit, bro. And then I would put it back in my one, screwdriver back, boom.
Switchy roo.
Boom. And then I'd have it for like 3 weeks and then I'll go back and hire it again. And then I'll change it out real quick. And then I'll put it back and then I'll give it back. It's not working, eh? Can I get another game? And then I'll go and get another game.
You're dirty, bro.
Bro, don't say I'm from a fucking privileged background.
I like that.
Bro, that was the ways, dude. That was the ways. But so how did the Jonah thing go down? That sounds dope, bro.
Oh, it was awesome, bro. I think we had about honestly, bro, I've never ever seen adults be angry at a game this much. I mean, we had like 30, 40.
Wait, hold up. Have you checked your VODs lately?
Hold on.
I don't know.
Hey, you know, that's a different story. You know? I've got explanations about that.
Okay, you keep going. So adults getting angry at each other.
We had a couple of people that like didn't understand the whole when you're in the ruck and you press square to hook the ball. They didn't know you could do that. So one guy was doing that move and the other guy was like, what are you doing? You can't do that. And then we're like, what the fuck? And he goes, you can't do that, man. You can't hook the ball. It's like rugby. What do you mean you can't hook the ball? No, you're not allowed to do that. You have to push first. No. Bro, almost fisticuffs, bro. Almost fisticuffs. That's shit you not.
Did anybody do the old glitch, bro, where you can kind of like bump off someone but not bump them off?
Yeah, nah. That was one of the rules that we had to kind of navigate through. Apparently there's a lot of kind of glitches on that game, eh? Like kicking back to yourself off kickoff. There's a lot of things I didn't know about, but we had a kind of like an expert there making sure the guidelines are all good. It was a good tournament, bro.
Legit,
awesome.
I would like I remember the first time somebody pulled that out with the bros. We're like, nah, fuck, this is dumb, boy. Like you're just ruining the game the whole time. It was my bro Blake. Shout outs to Blake. Always, bro. The bro Blake always had that shit. He always had like.
There's a code you gotta kind of adhere to when you play these kind of games, man. And you know you can't do that. Yeah. You're cheating.
I know.
You dirty rat bag.
Dirty pig. So, bro, you've run a lot of tournaments, bro. Like, what other tournaments? Have like recently or even back in the day, because you did a lot of COD stuff, right?
Yeah, I did a lot of COD stuff through COD NZ, and then there was a gaming lounge in Central Wellington called Echo Games. I don't know if people in the chat are from Wellington, but Sweet Mother's Kitchen, there was above that in Courtney Place.
Bro, I know where that is.
Yeah, so above that was a gaming lounge, and that's where I met a fella named One Arm Jack. He was the owner of the place. He called me in and he messaged a good mate of mine. Name is Beast Mose. I don't know if you guys heard of him. Beast Mose, he's kind of like a social media influencer on Facebook. I think back then he had 171k likes on Facebook. And he reached out to him and pretty much wanted to put together a Jonah Lomu comp. So we did that in Wellington. And we also did a Rugby 08 comp there too. So that was pretty cool, bro.
Man, there's not many. I don't think there's ever going to be another good rugby game,
Bro, 08 and Lomu staples, brother. Staples.
They tried. Like, I had a dude called...
Challenge?
Yeah. So I had a guy called Newsboy, but he goes by Reagan, and he was on the team that did the General Lomi Challenge, the sick, you know, the rugby challenge with the... It was on PlayStation, the Xbox, I think.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And because what they try to take... they try to take all the elements out of Jonah and put them into like a, which is a, when you think about it, it's a great idea, but I don't, it just didn't kind of meld, eh?
Not the same, yeah. Bro.
And also it's the audio, the commentary, bro, for Jonah.
Oh, yeah. Oh bro, that's a big getter, Ewan, you know?
I used to always play against Malaysia just to like fucking see if the bro had the names down. Had the names down, bro. Laksara Songpong. There's that guy, bro. I used to always, Laksara Songpong for the kick. Oh, man. That was good times.
Great game,
bro. Great game. Yeah, like I said, I don't think... rugby's not what it used to be, bro. Like, it's pretty good, but it's not like...
In terms of the rugby, actual rugby playing now? Or?
Oh, nah. Like, it's social, like for with kids, like it's not as big as it was.
Oh yeah,
like Jonah,
yeah,
100%,
bro. I just think game developers kind of need to put their own boots on and be their own people and develop a game as good as Jonah, or if not better. You know, I think they're just trying to recreate things that just can't be recreated. So just try another avenue, I guess.
Yeah, I think there was like a new rugby game coming out. I did see it. Yeah, rugby 20. Yeah. And it looked like crap. Yeah. It looked like shit, man.
No.
Yeah. Even the bro, I remember playing NRL, bro, on Mega Drive.
Oh yeah.
Bro, that was lit. That was an EA game. I'm pretty sure. It was the NRL game. Everybody wanted to jam it.
I find it hard to trust EA anymore. Oh, yeah. Man.
No, I don't trust them at
all. It's just
bro.
Not the same. It's not the same.
Pretty tough, especially when like. You know, all those microtransaction shit happens, and then
the whole sell you your game and then sell you the other half with downloadable content. It's, no, mate, you're just trying to sell me the other half of the game, brother.
It's almost like me like going on this podcast and just going, oh, if you want to hear the rest of my chat with Margin, go to OnlyFans.com.
100%. Shout out to the Patreon.
Shout outs to the Patreon. I got to shout them out. Bro. So, like, what other tournaments you want to run, bro? Let's brainstorm right now.
Oh, bro, I've done. If I'm being honest with you, I've done. We did the biggest esports kind of expo that we did in Porirua last year, and I think it was
massive.
I want to say February or July. It's February or March, I think it was.
That was
huge.
We
did a Fortnite. It was huge, bro. It was a big Fortnite tournament. I had to run production on that, so we had bloody three Dynatrons, a stage. I think the guys over at Playtech, Paul and the guys over at Playtech, supplied us with the computers to play, because we had 10 computers while streaming online. That was pretty a big event. I think I saw two girls in the chat that were there. They came and said hello, which was pretty cool. What's her name? Amy, and I think it was Jamie. Amy and Jamie, they came and said hello. Man. That was pretty buzzy seeing actual people that watch our streams come and say what's up. But yeah, that is going back to the event. Bro, it was huge. I think we clocked in about, I think the clicker broke at about 3,000 people.
Wow.
So yeah, it was for Porirua, bro, and Porirua's a small place. Fuck, wow. It was pretty humbling to see my city come out and support kind of like that kind of in that kind of scale, eh, bro.
What did you do to like promote it?
Posters. We did poster work. The guys over at the arena, Te Rauparaha Arena, they did a little bit of a skit, and we just pump it up through social media platforms, man.
That's crazy, bro. That's good, eh? Like a lot of people kind of like shun it, like, you know, like, oh, gaming, don't want to, you know. But when you
I think you know, now it's starting to become the norm, which is, I think it's pretty other arrogant. It's awesome, man. I mean, back in the days, me growing up, Everything was rugby, you know. If you're not a rugby head, then and you say you play games, they look at you like, fuck, what, you're a weirdo, bro. What the hell? That's some nerd shit. But now it's like everyone, it's a norm, you know. So
I know,
I think eventually it'll become kind of mainstream, which it is, you know. People winning multi-million-dollar prize winnings with just playing game. I think it's fucking awesome, bro.
It's good, bro. And like a lot of people, you know, I heard on Twitter, bro, that if if you game over to, if you're a grown man, bro, if you're a grown man, if mm-hmm. you game over a couple of 2 hours a day, bro, that, you know, it's not good. That's what I heard on Twitter from the old bro Christian. I don't know if you saw Christian. That. You didn't see that, bro?
Christian who?
Oh, bro. Ninja will fill you in, bro. Ninja will fill you in.
I feel like I'm walking to a trap, bro.
Your uncle. Your uncle, bro. Your uncle. What's a poly Twitter? Jeez. No. This fella said, I don't know why, bro. People just went in on the bro. And he said that. He's like, oh, bro, if you're an adult and you play games over 2 hours a day, you shouldn't be considered an adult or some shit. There we go. Why Ninja's got it.
Ninja comes through in the clutch. Do anything with him? I mean,
it doesn't I don't know, him, bro. So here we go. If you're a man above the age of 18 and play video games more than 2 hours a day, even that's generous, then are you a merely an overgrown boy? And I do not trust you one bit.
That guy's a virgin, 100%. That guy has not tasted vagina. That's why I got banned from Twitter, kids.
Shit.
What I see it, bro, is gaming is kind of like an outlet in a to me, and it may not seem it because I might be angry all the time on my Twitch, on my stream, but gaming is kind of like a release to me. After finishing a hard day at work, you just kind of want to unwind and take your frustration out on people, bro, and it's a vent, you know?
Yeah.
It's a vent.
It's true, bro. It's an escape, bro. You know, you're
escaping. Exactly, bro. The escape, man.
Yeah, bro. But yeah. So, like, let's brainstorm, bro. We need to come up with the next great idea.
Tournament, I reckon, bro. VR chat,
bro.
SingStar VR chat.
I haven't. I don't know much about the VR chat, bro.
Don't do it. I don't know. Because I did it and I got shit scared and I ran from it. Why?
What is it?
Because I went into a room and then penises were all over my screen while I was on stream and I was going, oh, shit. Exit. I'm scared now. Ask Ninja, bro. That was the most terrifying. I don't know what it was. We walked into a room and everything was penises getting cut and what do you call it? Paper cut. And it was just fucking horrible, bro. And I thought, I'm never playing this game ever again.
Okay. Hold up. So, like, do you need a VR set to get in there?
No, not at all. I mean, it fully immerses yourself into the whole game if you do have one, but you don't need it. It's not necessary.
Wow. I've seen, I think Alex Wheatley, I've seen stream it.
And oh, yeah?
They were doing, like, karaoke and things like that, but yeah. Shout out to the bro, company. I reckon this is my one, bro, okay? Speed eating, bro.
Speed eating?
Yeah. So, like, I'll film myself eating a Big Mac and timing myself, okay? And then you have to beat my time, bro. What do you reckon?
That's problematic, bro. Here's the thing, bro, and I don't know what it is.
Shoot me down, bro, why don't you, eh?
No. It's not about that.
No, it's all good.
Me, you know, people do their mukbang or they do their the kai now and they eat on stream. I can't do it, bro.
Bro, imagine having one of those at the marae, bro. Fuck.
I can't do it, bro. I can't have people watch me. I get anxious about it, like it's like, please don't look at me.
It feels weird. I know you're out there.
I should not, bro. I don't like people watching me eat. I'll punch someone's throat, bro. Straight up.
fucking hell. What's another, bro? I've had a couple of ideas for like tournaments, but like, you know, sometimes I don't have that drive like you do, bro. You know.
Oh, I'm not too sure if it's drive. I mean, as you can see, my streams are falling off, and that's fallen off. Sorry, my poor English.
It's okay, because we're all from the
streams are falling off. And the reason being is I kind of want to take a back step from being in front of the camera and kind of be behind the camera. I think that's where my true calling is, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I think I enjoy that a little bit more.
Okay, well, what do you want to do then? What do you want to do with it?
Just be a for example, I've got this project I'm working on now, which is actively working on every Friday. It's called the Chicken Podcast with Beast Modes and Friends. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. We go live every Friday, and I just run production on that, bro. And I'm going to be honest with you, bro. We have probably 6 of the top 10 New Zealand social media influencers. We've got the 2 guys from Google Boys, Alex and Terrell. We've got Beast Mose, which he's big on Facebook already. We've got Justin Norms. He's big on Facebook at the moment. We've got the biggest guy that's blowing up at the moment on Facebook, Joey D. Thank God for Benny. He's blowing up on Instagram at the moment.
Bro, he is, Wayno. Bro. I know who that is.
He's the producer, that's my little bro's best friend. That's how I know him, Weird Flex. But yeah, big personalities on that podcast, and I just run the production of that thing, and somehow I weaseled my way into being part of it, and people just kind of go, well, everyone's famous on air. Who's the guy with the beard that's quiet? And that's me, bro. But yeah, I think that's one of the things that I've got now in terms of running production.
Bro, I'm actually quite offended you came on and advertised another podcast on my podcast, bro.
You know? Oh, I just wanted to, you know.
Nah, bro.
You've shown, but it's all out of her, bro. I shouted you out on that one. Anyway, so.
You're lies, cat.
Nah, bro, I'll do it.
Thomas. I'm actually offended, bro. You know.
Oh, I'd love to have you on the podcast.
I'm actually going to call you out, bro, when nobody's listening. Oh, I'm going to wait till everybody goes out of my chat, bro, and then I'm going to start talking shit about you. Okay?
I expect that, bro.
Nah, but that sounds cool, bro. Joey D is fucking amazing, eh?
Oh, Biondi. Sorry, I forgot Biondi and Ueno, did I? My apologies. Yeah. Biondi is a funny individual, man. Very funny.
Yeah, nah. Joey Damon. I hit him up. Not hit him up, but I followed him. Bro, like when he first started, man. And man, this, if nobody follows him on socials, you need to get on that shit.
Bro, he is a funny individual, bro. Funny individual. But yeah. I'm going to make sure I'll give you a shout out on the next podcast. Nah.
That sounds like I don't want the pity, bro.
Is that a backhand one? Is it?
the pity party is a shitty party, brother. Oh, and I don't subscribe to that, mate. Okay.
Hey, any exposure is good exposure as long as you're not exposing your nipples. That's what I said.
Oh, hey. We've had some of that go down on Twitter, on Twitch these days. No. That sounds really fun, bro. I'm gonna get into that. Is it live or nah?
It's live. It's a live podcast, bro. This
on Facebook.
I shouldn't say that. Nah, never mind.
Okay, well, don't say it. But is it on Facebook?
It is on Facebook.
What's the link?
Beast Mode. www.facebook.com/beastmode1. I think that's his Facebook page. Because the original one got taken down.
Oh no!
Boy, he cancelled his original one. I don't know if you know, bro, but there was trouble, a big lawsuit between Duco. Duco Boxing, you know, Dean Lonergan and what's his name?
Parker.
The boxer Parker? The son
Joseph Parker.
Joseph Parker. So what happened was, it was about 3 years ago, Beast Mode went live on a sitting room and had the phone facing the...
Oh, yep. Oh, there was that
and
guy?
He broadcasted it, and I think it was 74K people watched it live, and then another 200 and something odd watched the replay. And I think he actually caught a court case with that, bro. So
wow.
And that's how he kind of blew up. And then he kind of disappeared for about 4 years just to blow over.
Damn, that's crazy.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, bro. So like tournament-wise, I'm sorry. So that leads you into the Arepa gaming. Bro, what is that, bro?
Oh, okay. So Arepa. So rewinding back, if you can remember me talking about the comps with John Olomu and whatnot. So Echo, which was above Sweet Mother's Kitchen, they dissolved and then someone picked it up, which was a Fallen and put it on MCO. And then he rebranded it into Arepa Gamers Gaming Club and brought it to Porirua. Porirua being, I don't know, decile 4 area. A lot of kids don't really have much to do after school. So Arepa was a place where you could come in, do your homework, play some games, socialize with your friends in a safe environment, supervised by some like-minded people that love games.
Dope.
We were open for, I don't know, about a year or two. We've long since actually folded the club just before this COVID thing broke out, just because, one, the council owned the building and they wanted to sell it, and two, we heard talks of this closed-down thing, so we didn't want to kind of have a business active while paying rent, while...
Yeah,
trying to make
smart idea.
Yeah. And they were the same group that we did that Fortnite expo and put it all here.
Oh man,
but yeah.
And then so are you guys, because it's a great idea. Because you guys got some government 100%. Funding for it, right? Just to bring something to the kids and help out.
Yeah, a lot of the initiatives that we kind of put forward in terms of. Using gaming as an avenue to teach our children, especially our young children, their own language. Like we did Maori classes, where people come in, they don't know a scratch of Māori. We teach them a couple of words, and then we enforce those words like ki runga, ki raro, while playing Fortnite. So you weren't allowed to speak English in our classes. You speak strictly Māori, and then if you needed help, you put your hand up, and smart. The facilitator will come over and teach you what you needed to say. And it's all about creating that environment, that learning environment, you know, and that safe environment. Because I think when you feel safe in an environment, it's the most, it's the best environment to learn, I guess. So
that's smart.
And we did it multiple languages, but we did it Niue, and we did it in Tuvalu, and we gave it a go in Tukalauan. Yeah, and we kind of wanted to do stretch out and do every language that is here in Porirua. Just to kind of get our kids to learn their own language, eh?
I mean, bro, you got to kind of like, you got to speak, yeah, you're right, bro. You have to kind of speak their language to kind of encourage learning and encourage open-mindedness. And if it's, 100%. And gaming 100%. Is their language. Like, that's what bugs me up, bro. I bought my Switch to work one time, eh? And we played some maths on Mario Kart.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, yo, whoever can get the fastest lap, let's get the fastest lap, and then I want you to see how many laps you can get in an hour if you played the game straight for an hour at the same time. You know, stuff like that. But then I had all these fuddy duddy old ladies being like, hey, what are you doing? You can't play the games in the class.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Bro, no.
Well, that was one of the biggest challenges we faced as a entity. And that's why we invited the whole family to come and learn with us instead of just the kid. Because obviously, when you're trying to teach a kid, it takes a family to teach them. You can't just be sitting there and going, you know, you got to say this, you got to say that. You've got to have the parents and the extended family kind of fully immerse themselves into the language. And I think we did pretty successful. And I think it was that bridge gap between learning and having fun, you know, kids are drawn to gaming, man, so it was quite easy to kind of coax them into language.
Bro, that's crazy, bro. That's so good. I hope you guys like keep going. Like,
definitely. Yeah. We're looking to open up in Porirua again. We found a spot in Tawa, but I said I don't want to be a part of it unless it's in Porirua, the heart of Porirua. Tawa is a rich area, if I'm being honest. I want this for my own people to benefit. Because I'm a Porirua boy through and through, and that's what we're all about.
Bro, I think, like, in New Zealand, there's going to be a massive, I reckon probably in, like, I'll say in about a year, bro. Because with gaming, or esports, I suppose, if you want to call it that, being, having a sporting body now, that means they're eligible for grants, and they're eligible for, like, things like Kiwi Sport, and stuff like
100%, bro. I mean, if I'm being honest with you, the amount of financial assistance we applied for during that whole stint of offering kids to learn their own language during gaming, bro, you could apply for anything, and grants are there. I just don't think people know that it's a knowledgeable thing that you can apply for grants to kind of.
That could be a full-time gig for someone, bro. That could be a full-time gig for you, bro.
That was the vision. I think it's just kind of rehoning the business plan as such.
Yeah, because I mean, bro, like if you think about that, you know, if Aripa kind of grows and you're like, listen, we're gonna be going into schools and using our mobile laptop setups or whatever you have to, you know, getting kids to play and using the reel and using not even that, bro. I'll tell you what, there's Sir Peter Blake, bro, he has a foundation, right? He sends out like these massive like trailers that have just got like VR machines set up in them.
Yeah.
And bro, fuck, multi-million dollars, right? I'll tell you right now, like I was in it, like it came to Mahi and I walked in there and I was counting. There must have been about 30 rigs in there. We're all set up with HTC Vives. And like it was a massive truck, right? And then bro, pretty much you get in there, somebody's developed a software that, you know, you can, and it was all about conservation and you're looking around and that kind of stuff, bro. It's there, bro. Like this needs someone to kind of drive it, you know.
100%. And even in the sporting realm, I mean, there was we did a Waitangi Day, we did a bit of a spat with, I'm trying to think of the, it's like virtual dodgeball, the name escapes me. But the guy that owns Playtech actually owns the rights for it in New Zealand, and he brought it to Porirua for the Waitangi Day celebrations. And it was basically virtual dodgeball, bro. You put an armband on, you put your goggles on, and you're chucking fireballs at each other, and you're blocking and whatnot. And it was dope as. We even had the police play it, some big macho police, and they were kind of, you know, throwing their fireballs like they're holding a police gun, which is a bit weird. But Hado, that's the one. Thank you, Wolf. Hado NZ. If you ever have a chance, man, check it out. It's sick with it.
Oh man. So bro, where do you think content creation's going in the future, bro?
I think it's very interesting because there's some talented people out there, bro, that can do some amazing stuff, man. I think it can only go up from here. A lot of people are trying to find different ways of being entertaining, not just physically, mentally, emotionally, and everything like that. So I think, man, it'd be interesting. I can't wait to see what it's like in the next 10 to 15 years, where people can take it. Like yourself, bro, you know, people that are revolutionary like yourself, reinventing the wheel as such. I think it's a great thing, bro. So, man, big ups to you, brother. I think I see you moving. I see you doing mahi.
That's not what you said in the DMs just before.
I've got to big you up, bro, because I feel shit that I kind of plugged my podcast into your podcast.
I don't know. I was only joking, cuz. I don't care. No, bro.
For real, though, bro.
Straight up, though, in the DMs, you were giving me shit that there was no... There's no cam, bro. You're like, what? Well,
honestly, no, I'm telling you right now, if my face was on the stream right now, your viewers would be doubled. I'm not even lying. I'm that good. I'm
doubled, bro. Handsome. I don't know about that, cuz. Okay.
I don't know, bro. I'm fucking pretty cute. You're telling me that.
I've met you in real life, bro, and I have to agree. You're a handsome bugger, mate. That night when I met you, bro, I was actually considering, bro, letting you.
Hey, look. Before that, I actually had a facial, you know, I had a little bit of a manicure, pedicure, I had a bit of Botox done, so, you know, when I came and saw you, man, I had to look right, my brother, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I reckon, here's my thoughts, right, I reckon shit won't get improved, and, I mean, New Zealand, I suppose, and this might be a hot take, I don't know, but people got to start helping each other, bro.
100%, 100%. Bro. Like, don't talk all that kōrero 100%, because I think a lot of people, and I know... I used to do it. I'm guilty of it, and I'm not going to lie. I don't spit it to you. I thought this thing was a competition, bro. So I was very much when I first started Twitch and started to do my own streaming, I was very, what's the word?
Selfish.
I was a prick, bro. Like, I was like, I'm not helping you. Why should I host you? But then I bumped into some beautiful people from NZ Streams, and it's kind of like, you know, you guys afi and totoko each other. And to me, it was a foreign concept. I'm like, I'm trying to destroy you motherfuckers, but you guys are working together.
Bro,
what is this?
It took me like a year to get out of that.
And as I say, it's kind of like that. You kind of put yourself in your mindset like, fuck. It's me versus everyone. Fuck you all. But then you kind of come to realize, man, we can all do this together by supporting each other. And, you
know. I had to change my mindset because I came from a sport background, right? And you know,
it's
like,
kill or be killed, bro. Kill or be killed.
When you all of you watched, like all I watched when I was growing up was Michael Jordan, who was the killer of all killers, all right? Uh-huh. And then Allen Iverson, who was the killer of all killers, and was just coming at people. And then Kobe, and then the UFC came out, and I was like Rampage Jackson, and like all of these dudes, they were like, "Yo, I'm coming for you. I'm coming." Like, and that was my. People like I was like, yo, bro, I'll fucking come for you. My first year, I was like, I had and Colossus will back me up on this. I had a list, bro, of dudes I'm gonna fucking take on. Like, you know, I'm like, I'm gonna get more,
you know,
more followers.
Can you tell us top three?
It was you, bro. You were one of them.
You're gonna say that? You're a liar.
You were one of them, mate. You were my number one, bro. I'm fucking coming for you, Martin. There was, you know, like that, but like I was like, not doing it in a bad way. I was like, that's just my goal. And that's cool. Like, you can set goals. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, once you start, you know, you got this hit list and you're taking people out, like, bah, bah, bah. Then, like, later on, I started realizing, like, fuck, this isn't, like, fucking that good, you know? Like, I just.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, yeah. And it does happen, man. The first year, I was just out for. Blood, bro. I was like,
100%, same as me, bro. And it took me a very long time to realize that you don't have to be like that, bro. We can all support each other. And that's what I shout out to what Serena. In fact, she does a brilliant job in terms of kind of being the glue to kind of us all together. You know what I mean? It's awesome, man.
Yeah. Serena is one of the most caring people. Like, I've met a lot of caring aunties and cousins.
I love her, bro. She's awesome.
I've never met somebody like Serena in terms of, and bro, I could like, I
keep on hitting on her, but she always put, you know,
bro, come on, brother. Let's be honest. Yeah. She's out of your league, mate. Okay.
Oh, 100%, but I'm not going to stop trying.
But no, she's just a very caring person. And
she is, she's awesome.
Like she ran a charity thing the other week.
I saw that.
You weren't part of it, bro. What happened? Why didn't you put your name on?
They said I was banned, so I said, okay, sweet as then.
Like, it was for the kids, bro. That's what it probably was.
That's probably why. He's got a potty mouth, foul mouth. You're probably swearing up, hundy. I can't see.
There's me, and then there's me over here. Shit. Too much liability. Yeah, but she is one of those people that is just like, you're very, and there's a couple of people, but nah, shout outs to her, because that's when me and you, we bantered, and the reason I know about you, and this will be funny, some dude came into my chat and goes, bro, you remind me of Margin. And I go, what? I go, what kind? What'd you say? And then I saw, and I was in that mindset at that time. I was like, I'm a beast. I'm a dog.
Margin, I'm better than Margin.
Yeah, I was like, who the fuck is this cat? I'm me, bro. And then I watched you and I was like, oh, this guy's me. This guy's the same as me. This guy's cut from the same cloth.
Same as me, but he doesn't get banned.
Yeah, I know my limits, bro. That's the difference between me and you.
I don't, bro. I don't have a filter.
You don't. I know. I've got a bit. I know where the boundary is, and I can get as close as possible and then bounce back.
Like, I just want to know from the Twitter gods, man, how, why, which part? Because I didn't say anything outlandish, bro. I was just kindly debating with a girl that had a different, you know, a different viewpoint from me, and I presented my case, and then she presented her case, and then I presented my case 5 more times, and she went quiet, and then she blocked me, and so I said I missed you, and then I got banned. And I went,
yeah, yeah. I know if I ask Margin right now, or if I ask Ninja right now to go and get me some evidence, he could flick that up in a
I probably could, bro. 100%.
He's probably got it on bookmark at the moment, bro. Oh man. So yeah, bro. Like, I think like back to content creation, I think it's going towards this kind of stuff, or like your podcast, it's TV. It's
100%, bro.
It's cool watching a game, don't get me wrong. People that do that, awesome. Like I do that sometimes. But I think the way that people are going right now is yeah, man, it's interesting, eh? Like, it's gonna be very interesting to see people adapt and change, or if they are, or if they're not, like, you know, yeah, bro. Just like you, bro. I reckon you should do bro. Here's my idea for you, bro. Body paints.
Bro. Do you want to go there, or do you want to stop?
Bro,
right
fuck,
now?
I think, bro, your job. We could get the fucking discounts, G.
Brother, I'm telling you, if I said when we were talking in the DMs, I said, brother, I think you're made for body paints.
No, it's and you, bro.
Else, and then I said, hey,
no, it's you.
It is what it is. It's you.
You've got the build for it, bro. You've got those black shoulders, bro.
Big canvas, brother. I got a big canvas.
Bro, I've just got the traps, G. Like, it's,
see, look at that.
Look at these traps.
You've been working out, boy.
Hey, a little bit, bro. Just, you know, just benching 150 at the moment. No, fuck off. Look, I got nothing, bro. I've been doing nothing. I've been sitting on my ass. Bro, I've worn pants 3 times in the last in the last 2 months, bro.
Bro, I've got to say, how have you been taking this COVID-19?
I fucking love it.
You love it?
I love it. Oh,
you're doing classes, or?
Yeah, bro. Doing the old Zoomies, doing the old... I've actually been doing stuff like this, like, as we're talking, but, like, for my class. Like, I'll be like, today we've got this over here, I need you to go to this person's over here. It's like that. It's amazing, bro. Yeah.
That's mad, bro. That's mad.
Smurf it out, bro. Fuck. Oh, moldy Smurf up in here. Oh, bro. We need a collab somehow, bro. We need a collab. Not gaming collab. Like,
I've been waiting, bro, but you never, like, you've just kind of put me in the dark. And
well, hey, come on, bruv.
It's called.
I don't know if you know this, bro, but me and John Campbell are pretty tight, bro.
Nah. I'm true. And the thing is, bro, here's the thing, right? Is if you wanted that plug, I could have done that for you.
Fuck bro, off. I asked you for a plug the other day, or like a couple of months ago. Nothing.
Hold, mate. Let me finish my story.
Okay, go for it, brother.
I did not know that you were a big fan of John Campbell, bro. And it just so happens that I have good friends that John Campbell's John Campbell is very big fans of friends of mine. So I could have handled that for you, but hey, you're your own man and you did it, and I'm proud of you,
bro. I'll call that card up later, bro. Okay, I'll say, hey, bro, can you hook me up, bro? You know who I want to get hooked up with, eh?
Yeah, who's that?
Susie Cato, bro.
Ooh. Honestly, she can still get it, bro. 100%.
I saw her at Armageddon one time, and I agree.
Hey, you know?
She's looking good, mate.
See you later.
Here's my thing, bro. Me, Margin, Squirt, and Mass, okay?
That is a fucking troublesome force, bro. I'll tell you that much, bro. Holy
Japan. Heck. All you Japan? Can drink. All you can eat. Just going and get running up, running amok, brother. Running amok. So, I'll
be arrested, bro. I'm telling you that much.
Bro, fucking hell.
Japan's not ready for me, bro. They're not ready for this.
Bro, you could get in there straight sumo wrestling.
That's the thing, bro. Like, I would probably do it down the main street past 20, 50 people, just running people over.
Bro, you
no, it's great. You know, the old.
You'd be E Honda. I'll be Zangief. Bro, Squirt could be fucking hell. I don't want to say. No, he's slimmed up quite a little bit, eh? Squirt can be old Blanker, okay? And Mass can be old Dan with his little pink little outfit on. Jesus.
And his short Hadouken.
Oh, bro. But we have to sort some stuff out, man.
I'm keen, brother. You say the word, man. Okay. I always got you, brother.
Okay, bro. Or we can go to TwitchCon, bro, and just run amok there.
Hey, the way my house payments are going and the way that the lockdowns, you know, I've got to re-evaluate the financial, situation at the moment. I've got a mortgage. I've got 5 kids. $2, 3
kids. I thought you were going to go, the way that my bank account's set up is there's a savings and a check. And the way that the savings works is... It takes 3 days to clear on the...
Gotta get to...
Oh, bro.
Honestly, Auckland sucks, bro. I'm not doing Auckland. Wally Armageddon, I'm dear.
I said TwitchCon, bruv.
TwitchCon? Where's that?
San Diego, cuz.
Bro.
Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Bro, 2022, bruv. Let's do it.
2022? That's a long time away, man.
I know. Okay. I might not even like you then. I might be like...
100%, bro.
After this John Campbell, mate, I'm about to be on fucking...
You're getting big on us now, are you?
Okay. No, not at all. Not at all, brother. Not at all. Not at all. Anyway, bruv, time for quick fires, bro. You ready?
As ready as I ever be,
brother. What's the color of the toothbrush, G?
It's an electric white thing. So, silver. Sorry, silver. I'm looking at it now.
Bro, best bakery you've ever been to, bro?
Best bakery?
Yeah.
Ooh. I've got to give it to the Porirua Chicken Shack, brother. Chicken Shack.
You're the second person that's there. Wolfie's up.
I'm telling you right now, my people in your stream right now, if you ever come to Wellington, Porirua Chicken Shack, they look a bit scody, man, but the food is good when you're drunk at 4 o'clock in the morning and you just want that grease, that good old grease in your mouth.
Is it 24-hour?
Eh? So on Saturday, I shouldn't really know this, but I do. Saturday, they don't close until about, I don't know, 5 in the morning, and then they open up at 7 or 8. Good food, bro. Great food.
Kia ora to Y, by the way, in the chat. Kia ora, auntie.
Really auntie Singh. Let's go.
Bro, I'm down in January. I was supposed to be down, because remember, I was supposed to be down in Armageddon, and you ran away from me. Remember, you were supposed to stay there.
That was that time that you didn't retweet my stuff, so we were going through a bit of a rough patch.
That was the time I talked smack about you on my stream, bro. You know?
Exactly, yeah. I heard about that.
But no. So I rescheduled it. I was like, bro, this pandemic shit's going to go down, so I better change my flight. So I got it for like January like 4th or some shit like that. So yeah, if I come down, do I have the G? Have I got the G pass?
Oh, I got you, bro. You're safe. Okay. You're safe in my city, bro. You're safe in my city.
So that's all I need is the G pass. If I got that margin G pass, all right, nobody's going to try and make me bleed.
We good. Can we just touch on that? Can we just touch on that?
No. It's quick fires right now, brother. What ninja turtle are you, bro?
I would say probably a Mikey, bro.
Yeah, you're a Mikey, bro.
Michelangelo.
Yeah, there's no doubt you're a Mikey, bro. If you were to say anyone else, I would have said fuck you, bro.
I was going to say Donatello, but that's a lie.
What's your spirit Pokemon, bro?
Spirit Pokemon? I'm going to say, Clefable.
Clefable? Wow.
Clefable.
I thought you would have gone with a Magmar, bro, or like a, you know, maybe even a Charmander, you know, a bit angry.
I'm just a little bit fluffy, a little bit cute, you know?
A bit like pink. Jigglypuff, bro, you know?
A bit like Jigglypuff.
You know who? Psyduck, bro.
Psyduck?
He gets angry, bro. Once he gets angry, he fucking goes crazy, cuz.
Psyduck is a good one, bro.
Psyduck is a good one. It's got that on the head, bro. Bro, you dark chocolate, white chocolate, or milk chocolate, bro?
Ooh. Dairy milk chocolate.
Everything, okay.
Dairy milk.
What's the go-to pies at the bakery, bro, by the way? What's your go-to?
Bro, I'm loving steak and pepper at the moment, eh, man? Ooh. Steak and pepper is a solid... I don't know, my taste buds are kind of developed since I'm getting a little bit more older. Before, it used to be like a bacon and egg or mince and cheese, but yeah, steak and pepper, brother.
Have you ever seen like some crazy shit that they try in a pie?
Up north, they do a... Fuck, I didn't read the packet and I bought it. It was at Te Kau and it was a... Fuck, I'm trying to think of it. Kumara and something or other? Oh. I thought, no. Kumara or some weird meat. I just, nah, man.
What was it like? Veal or something?
It was like kidneys.
Oh.
It was terrible. Fuck. Terrible. I thought, who made this pie? I'll punch you in the ovaries. Don't ever do that again. What?
That's what you promised me one time, bro. You punched me in the ovaries and you didn't know you do it. Yes, sly dog. Wolfie after dark. Bro, what's the go-to order at Macca's, bro?
Macca's?
Yeah.
A lot of people like share boxes. I'm not really into that. I'm very particular with my food. Eh? I go in, I order, yo, can I grab like a double quarter pounder, steam the buns, add Mac sauce, and a little bit of mayo. And on the side, I like a frozen Coke. You know, I got to have an Oreo McFlurry, brother. That's the order.
Bro, McFlurries used to be the bomb when they used to mix that shit, but they don't mix that shit no more, right?
No, it's just kind of just chuck it in there.
Bro, they used, because they, on the spoon, they had that machine, and it was like a square, right? And like you put it up, and then it would make the spoon go like this.
Yeah,
and they don't do that shit anymore. They just put the stuff on there.
I remember that.
That's some bullshit. You know,
the best way to piss off a McDonald's worker is ask for fries, no salt. Because that means they have to fry the salt, the fries again.
Oh fuck!
Why knows? Because she works that thing. Yeah, no, why knows?
Oh yo, bro. You got me off this one. What was the go-to? What's the go-to line, bro? What's your go-to line, bro? At the clubs.
Oh, talking to the wahine?
Aye.
Go-to line. Brother, I just let my moves do that, brother. I'm not about talking, brother. I'm about action. I'm doing body rolls. I'm doing hip thrusts.
Bro.
I'm just making sure she knows where my hips are. I might be big, but baby, my hips move. I'm like Shakira. Shakira.
Oh fuck, bro! I've never been to the clubs with you, bro. I don't think I ever want to. To be honest,
you don't want to, bro, because I'm a different person.
Bro, you'll take all my shine, G. To be honest, well, everyone will go, "Who's your friend? Who's your friend?"
Hard not to notice me, bro. It's hard not to notice me.
I know, bro. Bro, the night that me and you met, bro, okay, was one of the greatest nights of my life.
You reckon?
Bro, we had a good old fucking time. Bro, because I didn't know you were coming, G. I was just like, And to be honest, that whole day I was just like, man, fuck this shit. I was like, bro, nobody wanted to interview me, G. Like I had to interview myself, bruv. And then, like, I get there, and, like, people talking shit, and I'm
Was it the same night that you went on stage and just pretty much took over the Omen stage?
Yeah, was
it
but,
the same
like, nobody wanted to interview me, bro. It was like, honestly, bro, what honestly, the fuck, man? With you, brother.
Seeing the last time, Brotherhood, seeing the last time that you did the Omen couch, I'm not surprised no one wanted to get up, bro.
That's what I was saying. I was like, come on, man, who wants to step up? But nobody did, so I was like, oh. And then, like, the whole day was just like, oh, fuck. I'm just not feeling this. And then your fucking smiley ass came out. You're bloody... We're in the karaoke, and I see this little pung or shadow come out of here. And I was like, who's this fella? And it was you. And I was like, fucking hallelujah. And then me, you, Wolfie, bro, the whole fam.
Ninja.
Bro, the whole fam. Totes. Bro, we just got on that shit.
I was pissed that night, bro. I'll tell you that much, man. Bro. I didn't even know how much we spent, but I was just going, yeah, I like this. More beers.
Yeah.
Bring the beers.
We just need to hear. And I was like, yo, my job, Mel, let's go.
Be we need to do it again, bro.
Boom.
We're for it again.
Well, January, I'm down there anyway. All right, bro. Are you Android or iPhone? What you got?
Android. I bought a new phone straight after that meeting that we had because you started tearing the shit out of my phone and I wasn't happy, so I went out and bought a new phone. Oh, bro, you scarred me, brother. You fucking scarred me, bro. You went, gee, what's that phone? Is that like one of those Nokia snake phones? I went, oh my God, this guy is fixing me.
Nah, that wasn't the line, bro. The line was this. You took a photo, and I go, bro, gives a look. And I go, bro, is that Minecraft?
Oh, bro.
Is this Minecraft? Honestly, shit.
I laughed it off, but in my feels are like, fucking cunt, you're not even funny, bro. You wait. Next day, bro, went to the shop.
That was so funny, bro. When I was like, fuck, bro, that's me Minecraft, bro. And you're like,
a Minecraft,
bro, we play is that me as a Minecraft character, bro, on your phone? Oh, bro, scale of 1 to 10, bro, how good are you as a driver, bro?
As a driver, I'm gonna be honest, bro, I'm fucking probably about a 4.
Yeah,
I've crashed my car one street up from my house.
Oh,
I rear-ended, and the worst thing about it is I actually rear-ended a car that was stationary.
Bro, what the fuck, bro? What's going on, here, mate?
Anyone check my Instagram? I used to own people will call it granny cars, but I buy slow cars on purpose because I can't drive for shit. I can't drive.
Okay, bro, finish the sentence, bro. Fortnite is what?
Fortnite is hard. I can't get it, bro. I can't get it, bro.
I've seen you play many times.
Oh, I can play. Don't get me wrong. I can put bullets in the motherfucker. But dude, when people build like 4-star hotels with fucking en suites, can't do it, bro. You know?
Yeah, bro.
Can't do it.
I don't know about that. Bro, here's a question, bro. We've just got a raid, bro, so I've got to ask you this hard question. Thank you, everybody, coming over from Captain Perth. Can we get Captain Perth? Yeah, we got a captain. All right, so here's the scenario, Margin. We're on live with Margin TV, Margin Live. Bro, there's a space alien, bro. Okay? Uh-huh. Space alien comes down, looks like Predator. Okay?
Ooh.
Can speak to you. Can speak. Uh-huh. But not like, blah, 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 speak. Like, telepathically. Okay?
Okay.
Takes you to the world, bro. Takes you back to the world that they live in. Everyone's dying, bro. And the Predator is a female. And she says, listen, I need your seed. I need you to impregnate me with your Margin seed so we can save. We can save nothing. All right, wait. But the Vajandal, all right, is one of the dreads from the Predator. Bro, comes down like Avatar, bro. Puts it on that little bloody 2-inch of yours.
Does it go inside me or do I go inside it?
You have to go inside it, bro, and you have to let it pleasure you. But it has to be the dread, bruv. It's the dread. And then you have to.
I don't know how I feel about this, hey, bro.
Bro, it's to save their species, bruv.
Oh, bro. Oh, man. Hold up.
This is the hard question that I'm going to ask John Campbell, by the way.
And you should, bro. Honestly.
Fuck off. I'm not going to ask him this. Oh, shit.
Shit. Like, is it sucking me off or what is it doing?
Bro, it's sucking you off, too. It's sucking you off. It's got teeth on it, too, bruv.
Oh, and but can I feel the teeth?
Yeah, you can. Like a gentle rubbish.
I'm all about procreation and trying to save the race, you know. But I'll probably rule, bro, knowing me, because I'm a sick cunt. Yeah, I would. Why not?
Good answer, brother. Good answer.
Bro, I'll be the first one. Yo, I fucked the alien, bitch. Yo, can you say that?
But what if it's not? What if it's, you know, you find out later on that it's just a hoe ass kind of alien predator, and the predator's kind of like, eh, I just did it just to get my rocks off. You know,
and hey, I just all up in there.
All of a sudden, you got the alien. You got that alien genital warts going on, bruv. All over rice bubbles, all over the peen, brother.
All I can say is I've lived the life. I lived the full life, my brother, without regrets.
Jesus Christ! I pray to God John Campbell's not watching today.
I'm telling you right now, he's going to be fucking. These guys are weirdos. Fuck this. Hey, don't call me. I'll call you.
He's like, actually, I changed my mind. John, if you're watching, I would never ask you that. I promise you. Okay, don't worry.
Fucking here, Johnny.
Oh man. All right, bro. If you can have three people at your like a music festival, dead or alive, bro. Only can have three. Who is it going to be?
Three. My grandfather. He doesn't. He sings.
Okay.
He sings. Grandfather.
Okay.
Freddie Fender.
Who?
Freddie Fender.
Who's that?
Wasted days and wasted nights.
Okay, I got you. Bro, beautiful voice, brother, by the way. Bring back the Twitch things, eh?
Probably Fiji, bro. He looks like a dope person to kind of drink with, you know what I mean?
Bro, remember when everyone thought Fiji died?
I remember that, yeah.
Bro, that was...
He was sick, though, for a bit there. Yeah. That's probably why.
Nah, people thought something fell on him or something like that.
See, most of the people in the chat probably, he's going to say Tupac or Biggie, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an old soul, man. I'm about that singing, especially when you drink. You gotta sing. You gotta have bopping music.
You got a beautiful voice, by the way, bro. I just want to put that out.
Appreciate
there.
It. Thank you, bro. All right. All right, that's what we need to do, bro. We need to do a Twitch sings duo. Me and you, brother.
No, we don't, bro. Why not? Okay, because I don't sing, bro.
You're moldy, bro. All moldy sing,
bro. Bro, if it was straight, some kapa haka, brother, I got you. Okay,
it's the same thing, brother.
Nah, it's not because. No, bro. I'll sing when there's a lot of people singing at a hui, bro. I'll go hard, but not for the world. I have done Twitch sings before, bro. I don't know if you know that.
You know, I like watching, bro.
What's
his name? Samoan, Bloody Samoan.
Oh yeah,
he's the man. Not the best singer, but he gives it his all, brother, and that's what it's all about.
So, okay, yeah, moving on, bro. He's the man. Don't get me wrong, but don't try to use him to fucking. Get at me.
I'm just trying to build you up, brother. I'm just trying to build you up.
Don't do that. Don't do that, bruv. Okay. All right. Next one, bruv. Who's playing you in the movie, bro, of your life?
I'm going to say. Who's that vampire guy from Moon Twilight? The big guy? Plays the big vampire? What's his name? Emmett?
Okay.
Do you know the big juice head? That guy, bro.
So you gotta say Terry Crews, bruv.
I'm not bold.
He doesn't need to be bold. He can change it up, you know.
True. Yeah, I reckon that the Emmett guy would be a good fucking, you know, play me good, bro. And I reckon he can put some brown on, and he's got the Asian eyes like me, bro. So.
What about Terry OG?
Eh?
What about Terry? What about bro? Shout out to Terry,
bro.
Oh, bro, shit. What about the dude that sings? No, I was gonna get sad about that one.
The ukulele? I don't know what I'm saying, bro. Oh my, bro, honestly.
I'm not the first person to say that.
John Campbell, don't come on this podcast, man.
Don't be like that. He's gonna be knocking
your teeth, your glasses, your big ass ears.
I would never do that to you, John.
I got you,
John. Bro, I would drop my nuts if John, like, John Campbell comes up in the chat right now.
That'll be sick, bro.
I'm fucking
so happy for you, bro, that you cracked it, bro.
Oh, we haven't cracked it yet, bro. He might see this and
get you more crushed. Or less cracked it, brother. I mean, you can, I'm safe to say you can deposit that check, bro.
Oh, no, bro. Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that. Okay, top three, brother. Top three ice cream flavors, bro.
Ice cream, man, goody goody gumdrops.
Yes, bro. Bro, a lot of people sleep on that, eh?
Goody goody gumdrop, bro. I'm a lolly head too, so I sit there and just I like the cookies and cream. Ben and Jerry's do this like cookies and cream, which is, moody order, brother. I tell you this much. It does me the witty witties all over. You know what I mean? Good stuff. And the third one's probably just the old Jaffa, the old orange and chocolate chip. Just keeping it simple.
What's three best things to eat at the movies, bro?
Movies? I'm one of those people that eats the food and then the movie starts and I'm like, fuck, I got no food.
Yeah.
I'm that person. Gotta have the popcorn. You can't go past the popcorn. The old ice cream with the dipped chocolate. You gotta go with that.
Yeah.
And you gotta go with the big jumbo slurpy drinky so you can go sit there and go whenever. Bro,
do you sneak stuff in? You sneak the stuff in? Sneak it in?
Oh, sneak it? Nah. Can't be asked, bro. Might as well just buy it at the canteen.
Sorry, bro. Do you live a privileged life, Chief? Is that
no? Then the rest of the week is noodles and water.
Bro, I'm the man at sneaking stuff in, bro. That's what my kids are for. I'm like,
hey. I'm a shit liar. I'm honestly a shit liar. So I'll bucket sweat before I walk in and give the ticket.
Bro, you've been lying for the last hour, cuz.
Oh, fucking get off the... Bro. Get off
the guy that tells me that you just go in the club and all the ladies just come out. Bro, that's a lie.
Oh, man.
Oh, bro. Come on, G. I tell you.
Jesus Christ, forgive me, man.
I'm going to put you on some game right now, bro. Okay?
What's up? What's goodie?
When you go to the movies, okay, you got to trust me on this one, okay? I want you to just try it. Whenever, I know you trust me, bro. It's mutual, but this is the go-to, bro, okay?
Where you go?
They go to the movies, bro, okay? Before you go there, you go and get two burritos, bro.
Burritos?
I'm telling you, bro. You get the burritos.
You're not be shitting during the movie.
Taihor, get them. Get them. You know, you put them in, bro. They're hot. All right. Mm-hmm. You don't eat them straight away, bro. You wait for a little while. All right. Figure. Easy to eat. Okay. Because you're not slip slopping around with a burger. All right. It's still in the wrapper. You eat that. All right. Then, bro. But if you have your popcorn, then when you finish, bro, halfway through the movie, have one of them. Boom. Okay. Then, bro, later on, you get another one. But if you don't finish that, you can still wrap that shit up. You know? So I'm telling you, bro, burritos are the way of the...
So the only burritos I know make me shit. So I don't think that's a good plan, bro, because I'll be eating the first one, and by the time I touch my popcorn, I need a shit.
Nah, well, but not straight away. What's your bowels up to, bro?
Oh, bro, they're on point. Oh, well, like, well, that, then, brother, then, like that.
Then don't. Then get a Subway.
Especially burrito. Honestly, bro, burritos go right through me, cuz.
Oh, I'm telling you, bro. That's the way, cuzzy. You get the burrito, bro. Sneak that in. Oh, you're good to go. And plus, easy to just hide the evidence. Just wrap it up, put it up, put it in your pocket. When you got
I'll be sweating like a pedophile, bro. I'll be going.
Don't say that shit on here, bro.
Sorry.
It's a family stream, Cassie. Jesus. All right, my bro. Oh, and the last one, bro. What is your three favorite international foreign swear words, bro?
Shazer.
Shazer.
That's a very good one. German swear word for shit. Croatian, because I'm part Croatian. I learned Metriano.
Metriano. What does it mean?
Bullshit, apparently.
Metriano.
And you got to go back to the old Samoans. Because, see, Samoans have a way of words, brother. And when they say geffi, they mean that shit, bro. And it's not with a K, it's a G. It's geffi. That comes from the, you know, the back of the throat. Geffi. That you can't go past that, brother.
It's a beautiful word.
It is. It's poetry about that, you know?
It's a beautiful word, bro. Anyway, brother, thank you so much for your time, mate. I know, me and you could talk for hours and hours, bro.
100%.
And we have many, many occasions. But anyway, bro, we've got to wrap it up. Bro, where can people find you?
Don't find me, guys, honestly, because it's bad if you find me, but if you do want to, Margin Live, but be prepared to be shocked and disgusted and all that bad stuff, because I'm not a good person. But Margin Live on all my social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, not Twitter because I got banned, so it's Margin Live TTV, by the way. But man, thank you for having me, brother. I really appreciate the film.
Bro, you are one of my dream people to talk with, bro. Like,
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate the love.
It's hard to find you, bro, because, you know, like, I don't know where to contact you sometimes.
Hey, I've asked you to add me on Facebook, but you said you don't like
bro,
me.
Bro, so, I told
hey,
you don't fuck. I don't fuck with Facebook. I do not mess with Facebook, okay?
You've been caught, haven't you? Be honest. Be honest for the kids in the chat. Have you been caught playing up?
No. No, that's not it. Hard to
believe.
Okay?
I find that hard to believe, bro.
No, you that's played no.
Before the said, don't
no,
you fuck
that's, no. This is it, okay? I've got a lot of this. That's my professional side. Okay, I've got to keep professionalism and this filthy Twitch life over here. I can't have them melding over here, okay? and you're one of the filthiest bastards I know, okay? That you'll forget one time and tag me in some bullshit.
Yeah, I would, bro. I'll tag you on some bullshit that'll probably get you fired from your work.
That's
hey,
exactly why I'm not fucking adding you.
What have you learned? Life is life. We're all happy, brother.
All right, brother.
Thanks for having me again, bro. I appreciate you. All the best for the future endeavors, and love you, my bro.
Love you, my brother. We'll catch up soon, eh?
Take care, my bro.